各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with our brothers and sisters.
愿主耶稣祝福我们，在这个安息生日能够得到身心灵的安息。
May the Lord bless every one of us on the Sabbath day so that we can have peace in both the spiritual and physical sense.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考在基督里的喜乐。
Now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to study with everyone a joy in Christ.
我们从星期四开始呢，教会读经进度在读腓立比书。
Starting with Thursday, the progress of our Bible reading is the book of Philippians.
腓立比书是保罗的一封书信。
It is an epistle of Paul.
一开头就写他是保罗跟提摩太写信给在腓立比的信徒。
At the beginning of the epistle, he wrote that this is a letter to the church in Philippi by Paul and Timothy.
那这这个教会是保罗在第二次传福音的时候所建立起来的。
This is one of the churches that he established during his second missionary trip.
那腓立比教会基本上是在教会在欧洲的第一个教会。
It is essentially the first church in the European continent.
那这个腓立比地方的人呢，基本上应该都是大部分都是非犹太人。
The Philippians are mostly non-Jews.
因为腓立比这个城市呢，是当初在希腊帝国的时候，亚历山大帝为了纪念他的父亲腓立比所建立的城市。
Because this was a city that was established by Alexander the Great to commemorate his father Philippi.
后来这个腓立比这个城呢，成为罗马的住房城。
Later on, it became one of the main cities of the Roman Empire.
那所以这里面驻扎了很多军队，这里面的人呢，他们也能够身为罗马的一份子而觉得很自豪。
That's why a lot of the recording pointed to how there are many who became the Roman soldiers, and this is what made them proud as well.
那所以腓立比的大部分的这些基督徒呢，应该都是从外邦人来信主的。
So the majority of the Christians who came to believe were from a Gentile background.
那保罗他写腓立比书呢，看起来应该是他在被囚禁的时候所写的。
It looks like Paul wrote this letter when he was imprisoned.
一般认为腓立比书呢是保罗他所写的五封在监狱里的书信的其中一个。
The common understanding is that it is one of the five letters that was written in prison.
那他这封信应该是大概在公元62年的时候所写成的。
This epistle was most likely written around 62 AD.
在腓立比书里面我们所读到的，我们会发现它跟以弗所书或跟哥罗西书不太一样。
We will recognize some differences of this letter from Ephesians or Colossians.
因为它并没有一个很明显的一个要什么样的神学的主题，说要解决教会什么问题。
Because there isn't a theological issue that was to be discussed.
这一封信看起来真的是从保罗他个人为了要感谢腓立比教会对他的爱心所写的。
This letter was written because Paul wanted to thank the church in Philippi.
因为当时候保罗被关在监狱里被囚禁，基本上认为是可能是在罗马的地方被囚禁的。
This is because Paul was most likely imprisoned at this time in Rome.
那当时候腓立比的教会因为是保罗自己建立的，所以这个教会跟保罗的关系很亲密。
Now because the church in Philippi was established by Paul, there was a very close relationship between them.
保罗也常常提到他们。
And Paul oftentimes mentioned about them.
特别在他的祷告里面，他说每次祷告的时候都想到腓立比教会的信徒。
Especially in his prayers, he would say that he remembered them.
那当时候这个腓立比教会呢，他们很关心保罗。
The Philippian church also cared much.
当他们知道保罗被囚禁的时候，他们就派了一个使者，带了很多礼物来攻击保罗。
When they heard that Paul was in prison, they sent a messenger with gifts to Paul.
我们现在如果看第四章腓立比书第四章
，If we look at chapter 4,
腓立比书第四章
，Philippians chapter 4,
我们现在看第十八节。第十八节。
Let's read verse 18.
我们看第十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
十五节，请读十五节。
15. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only.
这里说，他说我出传福音给出传福音离了马其顿的时候，他说论到这个受的事情，就是供给的事情，除了你们以外，没有别的教会来供给我了。
He mentioned here that at the beginning of the gospel, when I was departing from Macedonia, no church provided for me except for you.
表示说，腓立比教会他们看到保罗被囚禁的时候，他们就很关心保罗的需要，就派使者送礼物去了。
In other words, when the church of Philippi heard about his situation, they really cared about him and sent a messenger with gifts.
第十六节是说，即使他在帖撒罗尼迦的地方，他们也很多次派人。送给他生活上的需用。
In verse 16, he also said, even when he was in Thessalonica, they already sent aid once and again for his necessities.
我们跳过去看第十八节。
Let's skip to verse 18.
请读十八节。
Verse 18. Indeed, I have all and abound. I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the thing sent from you, a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God.
这个就是特别提到这个以巴弗提啊。这个是腓立比教会的信徒，他受了教会的差派呢，送了很多礼物到保罗那里去，保罗很高兴地收下了他们所供给的。
It explained here that there's a person by the name of Epaphroditus who was sent with gifts to Paul, and so Paul was very joyful.
那所以基本上这个腓立比书呢，第一个目的就是为了要表达保罗对这个教会的感谢。
So the first objective of this letter was for Paul to give thanks to the church.
因为这个是跟其他教会不一样的地方。
This is what is different from the other churches.
他特别说，除了腓立比之外，没有其他教会真的这么用心在协助保罗传福音的工作。
He especially mentioned that other than this church, there was really none other that helped him this much.
那因为保罗他很感谢腓立比教会对他的爱，所以呢，他现在写信的时候。特别就告诉他们说他现在的现况是怎么了，他被关起来以后，他现在到底是心情是怎么样
？Because of the love for him, he wanted to write them this letter to explain to them what his situation is in the prison.
然后表达他对他们的思念。
And it's also to tell them that he is remembering them.
所以第一章一开头就在讲说他祷告里面常常提到腓立比教会的信徒。
So starting with chapter 1, he mentioned that he remembered them in prayers often.
那第二个，他是在勉励当时候的教会的信徒啊，在面对逼迫的时候啊，一定要忍耐得住，而且要靠主得到喜乐。
The second is, he wanted to admonish them to persevere through suffering, and that they need to rely on the Lord to be joyful.
因为他们当时候的信仰的环境是很艰难的。
Because at that time, it was very difficult for them to hold on to the faith.
保罗自己他被关起来的。
Paul was taken as a prisoner.
我们如果从使徒行传保罗传福音的过程当中，我们就会发现，当世代在传耶稣的福音是要受苦的。
From the book of Acts, we can see that those who preach the gospel must suffer much.
那信耶稣的人也要面对逼迫。
And those who believe in Christ must also suffer persecution.
所以保罗他就在腓立比书里面就强调说，面对逼迫的时候，不要胆怯，不要惧怕，因为神一定会帮助我们。
That's why in the book of Philippians, he mentioned to them that when we face this persecution, we must not fear because the Lord will help us.
因为当时有很多敌人在攻击他们的。
There were many enemies who were against them.
我看第一章的第十二十八节。
Let's refer to chapter 1, verse 28.
28节.
Verse 28. And not in any way terrified by your adversaries, which is to them a proof of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that from God.
那当时候敌人会来恐吓他们呢，逼迫他们呢。
At that time, the adversaries would come and cause them to fear.
但是这些敌人他们是不认识神的。
But these are the people who do not know God.
他们不接受耶稣基督，最后就是沉沦。
They do not receive Christ, so they become that of perdition.
所以保罗特别提醒信徒，他说：“凡事不要怕敌人的惊吓。”
That's why Paul reminded the members not to be afraid of their persecution.
如果我们真的能够在主耶稣里面得救了，
if we are able to be saved in Christ,
这是出于神的恩典。
This is really because of the grace of God.
主耶稣来到世间的目的就是要救我们进他的国。
And this is the reason why he came to this world to save us into his kingdom.
所以他现在要鼓励信徒面对逼迫患难的时候要持守得住，不要因为这样而退缩。
So now he's reminding the members to be able to persist and not to draw back.
那因为为了要在这个患难当中能够站立得住，弟兄姐妹当中的彼此的同心合一很重要。
In order for them to be able to stand together, it is very important for them to have the unity.
你看一个团体，他如果没有办法合一，他就站立不住了。
When an organization cannot be unified, it is very difficult for it to stand.
特别是在面对患难，在很不如意的情况底下。
Especially when the environment or the situation is not very favorable.
所以当外面有很多逼迫来到的时候，这个教会内部的同心就是要能够站立得住的最基础。
So when there are many persecutions, it is very important for the organization or for the church to be unified.
那当时候保罗，因为他被关在，他被囚禁，他也没有自由，所以他基本上，这个消息都从外界来的，就是使者把这个消息带进来给他的。
Because Paul was in prison at the time, he did not have the freedom to find out about all this news, and what he knew was really from that was told to him by the messengers.
哦，所以这个以巴弗提呢，他是这个传信息的人。
So Epaphroditus was one of the messengers.
他把腓立比教会的现况带来给保罗知道。
He brought the news about the church of Philippi to Paul.
啊，其实保罗所写的这封腓立比书就是透过以巴弗提带去给腓立比教会的。
So the letter that Paul wrote to the church of Philippi was actually brought back by Epaphroditus.
那当时候腓立比的教会啊，他们存在一个问题。
Now, the Church of Philippi had an existing problem.
但问题就是这里面的人有不同心的情况。
Which is that the church was not unified.
那特别是这个在传福音在做工的这些带头的人。
Especially those who lead the work of evangelizing.
那保罗他在第四章特别提出来。
In chapter 4, he especially mentioned this.
我们现在看第四章。
Now, let's refer to chapter 4.
第二节。
Verse 2.Verse 2, I implore Euodia and I implore Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord.
第三节。
Verse 3, and I urge you also, true companion, help these women who labor with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life.
你看这里保罗特别提出有两个姐妹啊，有阿爹跟寻都基啊，他说要劝勉他们在主里面可以同心。
Here, he especially mentioned two sisters, Euodia and Syntyche, to be of the same mind in the Lord.
这两个人其实是跟保罗一起同工在传福音做工的人。
These two are co-workers of Paul.
但是现在看起来他们当中这个同心已经不见了，他们可能彼此有一些争执。
But now it seems that they are no longer united and may even have quarrel.
所以在这封信里面，保罗就特别强调同心的重要性。
So in this letter, Paul emphasized the importance of being in unity.
所以他劝勉这个教会应该要同心合一。
He admonished the church to be united and to be of one heart.
我们如果看第二章啊，第二章第一节。
If we read chapter 2, verse 1,
第一节到第四节。
Verse 1 to verse 4.Verse 1, therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, 2, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind, 3, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than himself, 4, let each of you look out not only for his own interests,but also for the interests of others.
这里他特别提到说，在主耶稣基督里面要能够互相的沟通，在灵里面沟通。
Here he mentioned that it's very important to be able to communicate in the spirit.
要意念相同，爱心相同，一样的心思，一样的意念。
To be like-minded, to have the same love, to be of one accord and of one mind.
也就是说要相同的信仰。
In other words, we must have the same faith.
要相同的目标。
To have the same goal.
要有相同的做法。
To have the same way of doing things.
那最后一定要大家能够彼此接纳。
And at the end, everyone must be able to accept one another.
要互相的关心。
To be caring mutually.
所以每个人都不能够只顾自己的事，不管别人的事。
So no one can only care about himself, but not others.
那如果每个人都能够像耶稣基督一样的谦卑顺服
，If everyone can be humble like the Lord Jesus,
那教会里面就不会有纷争结党的事情。
Then there would not be any division in the church.
这个教会一定是可以同心的。
And this church will be able to be unified.
那有同心之后才有力量。
And when the church is unified.It will have strength.
那这个力量就是用来传福音。
And this strength is for the purpose.
那传福音就会带来喜乐。
And with the preaching of the gospel, there would be joy.
哦，所以保罗他写信的第三个目的，其实就是在劝勉他们要同心。
So the third objective of this letter is to admonish them to be unified.
那我们如果再看第三章呢
？If we also read chapter 3,
我们就看到保罗他当时候也很关心教会面对一些异端的冲击。
You can see that Paul was also very concerned about the heresies in the church.
他特别提出来要防备一些人呢。
He especially mentioned certain people that they need to watch out for.
这就是要让他们先有警觉。
This is so that they can be alarmed.
因为在按照他所写信的这个年代来看呢。
Because from the background as to when this letter was written.
公元六十几年、五十几年、六十几年的时候，当时候教会里面。已经有人开始在反过来强调遵守律法的重要了。
Around the time of 50 to 60 some AD, there were already some in the church who emphasized going back to the law.
因为很多当时候很多犹太人呢，他们本来持守律法的。
There were Jews who held onto the Mosaic law.
但是现在信主耶稣以后，这个律法已经被成全了。
But now that they have believed in Christ.The law had been fulfilled.
现在就是什么东西要有新的观念呢
？And they needed to have a new mind.
就像主耶稣说，那个新的酒要装在新的皮袋里。
Just like how Jesus said, the new wine needed to be put in the new skin.
这个新酒如果装在旧皮袋，这个旧皮袋一定会裂开的。
If the new wine is placed in the old wine skin, then the old wine skin would break.
那这个新的酒就代表主耶稣基督所传的这个天国的福音。
The new wine represents what Jesus preached as a new gospel.
那这个新的皮带就是要有新的观念。
So in order to have this, we need to have new concept.
那这个新的观念就是今天在耶稣基督里面，我们因着神的恩典得到被称义，不是因着我们的律法，不是因着行什么好行为。
And this new perspective is that we are justified by grace of the Lord Jesus.
所以要用这个恩典的观念去承受天国的福音。
And we need to use this grace to accept the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个人的救恩是神的工作。
And this is really the work of salvation of God.
所以我们人不能自夸。
Therefore, no man can boast.
我们不是因为我们行得很好，所以我们被耶稣拯救。
It is not because we have done well that we are safe.
不是因为我们很聪明，我们有很多好的品德。我们今天才能够进教会。
It is not because we are wise or that we have good characters that we enter the church today.
我们今天能够来啊坐在这边聆听神的道理，是因为神的恩典临到我们。
The fact that we are able to be sitting here listening to the word of God is because the grace of the Lord has come upon us.
主耶稣基督他感动我们的心。
It is because the Lord has moved our heart.
他的恩典要加给我们。
And His grace shall come upon us.
所以当我们听的时候，我们耳朵能够听得明白。
So that when we listen, our ears can understand.
所以其实这一切的工作都是神的作为。
So all of this is really the work of God.
我们人真的是很有福气的承受这个恩典而已。
And we are indeed very blessed to receive this grace.
但是当我们人如果没有真的去认识耶稣的时候
，But when men do not really try to understand the Lord,
我们很有可能会。对我们自己本身产生一个自义的心呢
？It is very easy for us to be self-righteous.
当时候犹太的信徒，他们对这个主耶稣的恩典这个作为，并没有很深入的认识。
Some of the Jews at the time did not have such deep understanding of Christ.
所以当时候 在教会当中有一股风潮，就是要守律法，要受割礼。
So there was a trend in the church at the time that people needed to be circumcised and to obey the law.
他们觉得光是领受耶稣的救恩哦，这个这么简单的一个洗礼是不够的。
They felt that water baptism itself is not sufficient.
所以当时候有人强调要守律法，要受割礼，要照摩西所规定的这一切去行。
That's why there were some who came out and say they must do the law.
那当时候保罗呢特别提出来要小心这样的观念。
And that's when Paul reminded them to be careful of this kind of concept.
第三章第二节。
Chapter 3 verse 2.
请读第二节。
Chapter 3 verse 2. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the mutilation.
第三节。
Verse 3. For we are the circumcision who worship God in the spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh.
这里说特别要他说要防备犬类啊。
He said here that we need to beware of dogs.
那这个，所以当时保罗用这个词很，这个很严厉，就是说很慎，应该是说他是用的这个字眼很重的。
This is actually a very serious term he used.
因为当时候这些犬类代表就是那一些在传假教训、传异端的人。
The dogs represent those who preach the false teachings, the heresies.
所以保罗对这些传异端很不客气。
And Paul was not courteous toward them.
把他们当作狗一样的。
He treated them as dogs.
那这个犬类就不是说这个狗很忠心，我们就没有讲这个狗很忠心的这个特点了。
It's not talking about how loyal they are.
这个就是在这样，在从真理的角度来看，传异端的人就是不洁净的，就是应当被撇弃的。
From the perspective of the truth, these are the people who are unclean.And they need to be shunned away.
那这个做，他说防备作恶的。
And he said, beware of evil workers.
那些作恶的，其实并不是说他是杀人放火，他是真的是坏人呢。
This is not saying that they are murderers or that they are a very evil people.
这个作恶的人其实是他们并不认识耶稣基督的。
But actually, it's because they do not know Christ.
很多时候，他那个道理他听了，他不明白，他没办法做出来。
A lot of times they heard the gospel, but they were not able to do them.
所以作恶的是从神的角度上，神绝对的标准看来，没有遵行神旨意的人，其实就是作恶。
So from the standard of God, when He looks at someone who's not doing what He says, then that person is evil.
那这个防备妄自行割的，就是这些强调行割礼很重要的人。
Beware of the mutilation is referring to those.Who emphasize the importance of circumcision?
强调律法。
They are emphasizing the law.
保罗他第三节特别说，他说真受割礼的，其实是我们这以神的灵敬拜，在耶稣基督里面夸口的人呢。
In verse 3, he explained that we are the circumcision. We are the one who worship God in the spirit.
他这里说，这个我们中文把它当作在基督里面夸口，这个好像。这个夸口这个字眼一用起来就觉得好像不太对的样子。
And it says here that those who emphasize it are actually having confidence in the flesh.
但其实这个所谓的夸口就是在耶稣基督里面有喜乐的人，会欢喜的人。
But it's saying here that these are the one who rejoice in Christ Jesus.
所以真受割礼的就是领受主耶稣基督这个宝血的救赎，就是接受洗礼的。
And so those who are circumcised in the spirit of those who have received the water baptism in Christ.
经过主耶稣基督的救赎之后，然后用圣灵来敬拜，用真理来拜神的人。
And through this washing away of the sin, they worship God in the spirit and in truth.
并不是靠着肉体，并不是因为行割礼这个关系的。
So they have no confidence in the flesh, and they do not do this through the work of the flesh.
所以这里保罗他特别提醒信徒要小心。
So he reminded the members to be careful.
哦，要防备这几种人。
To be aware of these type of people.
这个变成保罗他在腓立比书里面，他借这个机会特别提醒，这个肉体不是重点的。
He also through this emphasized that the physical flesh is really not the point.
因为他自己用他自己做例子。
He used himself as an example.
他说如果要靠肉体来夸口，他最有资格。
He said, if we are to boast in our flesh, I have the qualification.
但是他说他认识耶稣基督以后，他认为他以前所夸口的这些都是粪土。
But he also explained that after he had known Christ, all of these really are rubbish to him.
很重要就是要能够真的认识耶稣，然后得到基督。
What is important is that we know the Lord Jesus and receive him.
所以这个就是保罗他写腓立比书的几个主要的原因呢。
These are the several reasons why he wrote this epistle.
那这个腓立比书的最关键的经文就是第四章第四节。
The key verse in this book is in chapter 4, verse 4.
第四章第四节。
Chapter 4, verse 4.
我们先读。
Verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I will say, rejoice.
他这里强调说要在主耶稣基督里面喜乐。
He emphasized here that we need to rejoice in the Lord.
这是他整个书的一个特色。
This is really the characteristic of this letter.
他从头到尾，他讲喜乐最多。
From the beginning to the end, rejoicing is the thing he mentioned the most.
那除了喜乐之外，在腓立比书里面，他一直强调福音呢。
Other than rejoicing, he also emphasized the gospel.
就让我们看到说，保罗他的喜乐跟他的传福音有关系。
And that led us to believe that his rejoicing has to do with preaching the gospel.
我们如果来看一看，来看保罗他到底怎么样，在面对这么很艰难的环境里面，他竟然能够这么喜乐。
If we look at how, when he was in such a dire situation, was able to be so rejoicing.
他写信的时候哈，你看他所表达的，并没有在那边哀怨，然后或者是说去表达心里面的忧伤和不满都没有。
We can see when he was writing this letter, he never complained about his sadness.
所以显然呢，他这个喜乐真的是从心里面发出来的。
So we can deduce that his joy is really from the heart.
就好像是他生命里面的一部分一样。
Just like it is a part of life.
他为什么会有这样的一个这么特殊的这种表现呢？
Why was he able to have such a unique expression?
其实保罗他自己本身身体也不是很好啊。
Actually, Paul did not have very good health.
他传福音的时候到处被逼迫。
When he was preaching, he was persecuted everywhere.
他面对很多人的这个攻击。
He faced many attacks.
但是他并没有去反击。
But he never fought back.
他反而只是把这个道理讲明而已。
Instead, he only clarified the truth.
那他所讲的道理基本上就是一直在证明耶稣是基督了。
And the truth he was clarifying is that the Lord Jesus is Christ.
所以他一直在尽他的全力在宣扬耶稣基督的福音。
He did his utmost to preach the gospel of Christ.
那我们来看一看，从这一腓立比书来看，保罗他得到这个喜乐是怎么来的。
Now, when we look at the book of Philippians, we can see how his joy came about.
我们现在看第一章。
Let's read chapter 1.
第一章第四节。
Chapter 1, verse 4. Verse 4. Always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy.
第五节。
Verse 5. For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now.
第六节。
And 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.
这里保罗他说他祷告的时候，他说常常都是欢欢喜喜的祷告。
Here it says that when Paul prayed, he was praying with joy.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为他说这个腓立比教会是从头一天，就是从教会建立的时候到如今，就是到他当时那个时候。他说他们都是同心合意在传福音。
He said here that from the first day the church was established until now, they were in one unity preaching the gospel.
那他们能够这样子在这个福音事情上面尽力啊，他说是因为神在他们心里面动工。
The reason why they were able to do this is because God had worked in them.
所以保罗他自己本身他是一个传道人。
Paul was a preacher.
他是因着这个能够有机会传福音而感谢神。
And because of his ability to preach the gospel, he gave thanks to him.
他看到弟兄姐妹能够同心合意兴旺福音，他心里面就很喜乐。
And when he was seeing that the brothers and sisters were able to be unified in preaching the gospel, he was joyful in his heart.
这是为什么说他每逢 为腓立比教会祷告的时候，就欢欢喜喜的祷告。
This is the reason why he was so joyful every time he prayed for the church of Philippi.
所以你看，今天我们教会如果有机会传福音呢
？So today, if our church has the opportunity to preach,
我们弟兄姐妹的喜乐一定会增加。
The joy of our brothers and sisters will increase.
这个是一个很明显的现象。
This is a very obvious sign.
你看，我们今天每逢在灵布道会的时候。
Now, when we look at every time we have evangelical services and
communication,
or when the church holds an evangelical activity, if there are many truth seekers who come,
那我们弟兄姐妹，我们那种心情就不一样了。
then our heart feels different.
因为我们看到新的面孔，新的人愿意来接受神的救恩了。
When we see new faces who are willing to come and listen to the gospel,
我们心里面就会喜乐。
Our hearts will be joyful.
我们觉得说这次的灵会非常有。非常有收获。
We feel that there is a much, there is a great harvest.
因为我们看到了这么多人愿意来领受福音，我们就觉得心里面就觉得说神的名得到荣耀了。
And we feel in a heart that the name of God is glorified.
所以你看，我们今天这个喜乐要从传福音开始。
So our joy today must come from preaching the gospel.
在基督里面的喜乐真正能够持久的，就是看到人不断的来生命被改变，然后来进入神的国度。
The joy that will last in life is one where we can witness others being transformed and to enter into the kingdom of God.
那接下来你如果看第一章的第十八节，
if we continue to read chapter 1 verse 18,
来我们看从十六节开始读，
starting with verse 16, verse 15. Some indeed preach Christ even from envy and strife, and some also from goodwill.
16.
The former preach Christ from selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my chains. 17. But the latter out of love, knowing that I'm appointed for the defense of the gospel.
18.
And 18. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. And in this I rejoice, yes, and will rejoice.
你看这里在提到说，当时保罗被关起来，有些人哦，很高兴。
Here you can see that some were very joyful that Paul was in prison.
就是因为有些人是很嫉妒保罗的。
Because they were very envious of him.
好了，现在保罗被关起来了。
Now Paul was being in prison.
他没有机会到处去传了。
They see that he had no opportunity to preach.
他们有机会去传了。
So now they have the opportunity to preach.
那他们去传，就去传了。他们就传福音啊，传耶稣啊。
But they would do so. They would go and preach.
但是有些人传福音是出于爱心。
However, there are also those who preach out of love.
第十八节特别说
，Verse 18 especially said，
不管这些人传福音是出于假意还是出于真心都没有关系。
Whether these people preach in pretense or in truth, it doesn't matter.
他只要说基督被传开了，他说他心里面就喜欢。
He said that as long as Christ is preached, he rejoices.
而且他说还要再欢喜。
And he will rejoice again.
我们就看到他整个心哦，都跟福音合在一起的。
You can see that his heart is intertwined with the gospel.
所以如果有人去传福音，只是为了什么目的，没有关系。保罗说，就让他去传。
He said it doesn't matter whether people have ulterior motive in preaching the gospel. Just let them preach.
他只要看到福音被传开，他心里就喜乐。
As long as he sees that the gospel is being preached, then he will rejoice.
所以我们有时候真的要去体会圣经里面所讲的这些信息。
So sometimes we really need to feel this kind of message being preached by the Bible.
我们有时候我们的喜乐常常从这个物质世界来的。
A lot of times our joy come from the things of the physical world.
我们可能买了一个什么新的东西，新的玩意，我们就很高兴。
Perhaps we buy something and we feel very happy.
但是这个喜乐持续不了多久。
But this kind of happiness does not last.
物质都会变旧，都会过去，都会退流行。
Because everything will turn old one day, and everything will become less trendy.
所以从世界来的这个喜乐不会持久。
That's why the happiness of this world does not last.
但是保罗他看到他从这个属灵的角度去得到喜乐的。
But Paul obtained this joy from the spiritual perspective.
他说看到福音被传开，他心里面就很高兴。
He said that when he saw the gospel being preached, he's very joyful.
这个高兴叫做满足的喜乐了。
And this joy is actually a fullness of the joy.
所以真的，我们如果看到一个人来信主，我们心里面会很感谢神。
When we see that someone turned to Christ, we will be very thankful to God.
小弟有机会去访问一个姐妹啊。
I had the opportunity to visit a sister.
这位姐妹她是个美国人。
And the sister is a Caucasian.
那她是一个黑人呢。
Oh, I'm sorry, she is African American.
那她的整个家庭都是本来都是很热心的基督徒。
Her family was a very fervent Christian family.
她的父亲、她的祖父都是教会的牧师。
Her father and grandfather were pastors.
她的先生是教会的这个执事。
And her husband was a deacon.
她整个家庭都是这个是都是虔诚的基督徒。
So her whole family is Christian.
但是她是在其他教会里面信主的。
But she believed in Christ in other denominations.
后来她的先生过世了。
Later on, her husband passed away.
她搬去跟她女儿一起住。
She moved to be with her daughter.
她女儿住的地方刚好我们有教会。
And where her daughter lives, there is a church. There is True Jesus Church.
那她的她去买家具，碰到我们教会一个弟兄。
When she was buying furniture, she bumped into a church brother.
我们这个弟兄就跟她聊天呢。
And our brother conversed with her.
就一直跟她讲我们教会。不一样的地方在哪里
？And told her the differences about our church.
那这位，当时候他听到这个弟兄这样讲的时候，他觉得说，我都基督徒了，为什么一直要跟我讲你的教会啊
？When she heard a brother talking about a church, she was thinking, why would he keep telling me about the church since I'm already a Christian?
我都已经得救了，你为什么还要跟我传福音
？I'm already saved. Why do you preach to me?
我们这位弟兄跟他说，你的得救跟圣经可能不太一样。
And our brother told her that your salvation may not be the same as the Bible.
你信的时候领受圣灵没有
？When you believe, have you received the Holy Spirit?
哎，他被他这样一问的时候，他自然突然醒过来了。
When she was asked, she suddenly awoke.
因为这个就是使徒行传十九章保罗问当时候以弗所的信徒嘛。
This is the question that Paul asked the church of Ephesus in Acts chapter 19.
他说：“圣灵不是本来就有吗？”
And she was thinking, didn't I already have the Holy Spirit?
他说没有啊，圣经说圣灵要讲灵言啊。
And he said, no, the Bible says you must speak in tongues.
他就邀请他到教会去。
So he invited her to come to church.
好，这位姐妹她到教会来了。
So then this lady came to church.
她就看到哎这个祷告的方法。
And she saw the way we pray.
哎，她有一个谦卑的心呢。
And she had a humility.
她就
a heart of humility.
就跟跪下跟一起祷告。
And she knelt down to pray together.
她祷告了之后，她真的得圣灵。
And when she prayed, she received the Holy Spirit.
小弟去访问她的时候
，When I went to visit her,
她跪下来祷告，跟我们完全一样，口讲灵言。
When she knelt down to pray with us, she also spoke in tongues just like us.
很流利的灵言哦。
Actually, it was very fluent.
她得圣灵之后，她就来受洗了。
When she received the Holy Spirit, she decided to become baptized.
她受洗的时候，她的家人都很不谅解。
When she was being baptized, her family did not really have the same understanding.
但是她就是很坚持，她说这个就是圣经里面的道理。
But she was very insistent, saying that this is the word of the Bible.
感谢神，她很热心的在教会里面持守道理。
Thank God, she is very fervent in the church and is holding the truth.
那当同龄们去访问她的时候，看到她的这个见证。
When brothers and sisters went to visit her and listened to her testimony,
大家都很喜乐。
Everyone was joyful.
真的，她是一个老太太。
She is a very old lady.
80岁了。
She's 80 years
old. 她来信主的时候70几岁啊。
When she came to believe, she was in her 70s.
她愿意为主的缘故，把她过去在教会里面那些人情都把她放下。
But for the sake of believing in Christ, she was able to let go of all this relationship from the past.
为了要得到这个真正的福音。
In order to receive this true gospel.
那当我们去访问她的时候，我们都觉得很高兴。
When we visited her, we were very joyful.
因为主的福音被传开了。
Because the gospel of Christ was
preached. 我们就看到主所应许的都实现了。
We saw how the promise of the Lord came to be true.
我们所敬拜的神是又真又活的。
And that the Lord we worship is a true and living God.
那保罗他喜乐从福音传开之后，福音传开之后，这个福音是要改变一个人的了。
And the joy that Paul felt in preaching the gospel was for the gospel to transform others.
所以接下去第一章，你看第二十五节。
So if we continue to read chapter 1, verse 25.
请读二十五节。
Verse 25. And being confident of this, I know that I shall remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy of faith.
他说我深信了哈，我现在住在世上的目的就是要让信徒在所信的道上又喜乐又长进。
He said that I confidently know this, I shall remain and continue with you for your progress and joy of faith.
然后叫你们在基督耶稣里的喜乐 因为我再到你那边去，就更增加了。
So that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Christ by me coming to you.
所以保罗他的喜乐就是从他看到了信徒的长进来的。
So the joy that Paul felt was for the progress that the members made.
今天神的福音被传开之后
，Now when the gospel of Christ is preached today,
就是要去改变生命。
It is to transform life.
让旧的生命因着福音的来到以后变成新的。
That old lives may turn to new because of the gospel.
那本来我们是活在黑暗当中的。
We all lived in darkness.
现在这个福音带来这个转变，就是要让我们变成像明光照耀一样。
But the gospel transformed us just like we are now being shined by the light.
所以那个第二章的第十五节啊。
So in chapter 2, verse 15.
看第十五节。
Let's read verse 15. That you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world.
第十六节。
16. Holding fast the word of life,So that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain.
这里他说，我们如果能够成为神无瑕疵的儿女哦，在这个黑暗世代当中，就好像明光照耀一样。
It says here that if we were to become blameless and harmless children of God, we would shine as lights in this world.
十六节说把这个生命的道表明出来了。
In verse 16, it says that we express the word of life.
他说叫我在基督里面的这个日子，他可以很喜乐的，我所做的工作没有白费。
This way, Paul may rejoice in Christ that he had not run in vain.
所以你看，今天我们这个喜乐是看到弟兄姐妹一起在这个福音上面，在真理上面成长起来。
Today, our joy is in seeing our brothers and sisters grow in the gospel.
今天如果我们大家一起成长
，Today, if we all grow together,
我们每一个人。在主耶稣基督里面，就真的得到这个源源不绝的喜乐。
Then we would all receive this endless joy from Christ.
因为这个福音就是要改变我们的生命。
Because this gospel is to change our lives.
小弟有机会访问另外一个姐妹。
I had the opportunity to visit another sister.
这个姐妹啊，她几年前被诊断出骨癌。
Several years ago, this sister was diagnosed with bone cancer.
那这个骨癌是从那个脚关节开始的。
It started from the joint in the leg.
最后，这个医生建议要把他的脚从关节底下锯掉。
And the doctor recommended that part of her legs need to be amputated.
他被诊断出这个疾病，也把腿锯掉之后，他的生命反而有一个很巨大的转变。
When this happened and that she got amputated, her life changed.
他的生活变不方便了。
She became very inconvenienced.
她因为生病的缘故
，and because of her illness.
她如果我们看来，应该是啊，她好可怜啊，她可能我们就为她觉得啊很难过啊。
She would be someone that many would feel sympathetic toward.
但是其实不是的
，but that was not the case.
她反而很感谢神。
Instead, she became very thankful to God.
因为她因为生病缘故以后，很多她以前要做的。照顾孙子，照顾什么家庭的工作，现在都放下了，她不用了。
Now the work that she had to do in the past, for example, taking care of her grandchildren or taking out of house chores, none of those she had to do anymore.
当阿嬷哈，有时候负担也很重。
And sometimes as a grandmother, you have a lot of responsibility.
还有好多个孙子都要，这个女儿、儿子都要叫她去照顾啊。
There are many grandchildren that her own children ask her to help take care.
她说整天到晚忙得要命。
So she said that she was always very busy.
没有时间祷告，没有时间读圣经。
And did not even have time to read the Bible or pray.
她说现在好了，现在生病了。
But now it's good because I'm sick.
全部都不用了。
I needed to do none of those. And everyone would take care of their own children.
有的是时间。
So now she had time.
就真的很用心的读圣经祷告。
So she was able to really dedicate her time to reading the word and pray.
整个心情就好起来了。
And her heart changed.
一点也没有忧伤，一点也没有忧虑啊。
She was not sad and she was not worried.
她很肯定的主耶稣爱她。
And she was very confident in knowing the love of Christ.
在这个主耶稣里面，将来一定被接进入神的国度里。
And that she would be received into the kingdom of God in the future.
然后很多弟兄姐妹去访问她。
There are many brothers and sisters who visited her.
她反过来去。鼓励这些弟兄姐妹们。
She would turn back and encourage them.
很多人因着他的信心啊，得到喜乐。
And many were joyful because of her faith.
真的，我们今天我们看到弟兄姐妹，如果在这个困难当中还会喜乐，我们有时候我们想要去访问别人，反而是被鼓励的。
It is true that when we see those who are suffering being so joyful, we would end up being the one being encouraged.
那这个其实是保罗他自己所表达的。
And this is what Paul was trying to express.
喜乐怎么来？
How joy would come about?
喜乐其实是刚我们看到我们弟兄姐妹一起在这个信仰上成长起来的时候。
Joy is in seeing our fellow brothers and sisters grow in the gospel.
我们真的可以把这个生命道表明出来。
And we can truly express the word of life.
不是只是听道理。
It is not about just listening to the gospel.
反过来把这个道理把它活出来。
But to live out the word of God.
然后让每一个人在我们身边都能够感受到这个道理的力量。
When those around us can feel the power and strength from this word,
这是跟世界上不一样的。
Then this is different from the world.
这个世界上，如果今天我们生病，很多人就是哀哀叫了。
In the world, when we're sick, many people would complain.
就很忧虑了。
Many people worry.
但是在主里面不会。
But in the Lord, this is not the case.
因为这是主耶稣基督他所给我们的力量，他所给我们的恩典。
Because we have the strength and the grace that come from the Lord Himself.
在主耶稣基督里面的喜乐。
So the joy in Christ.
从福音来的。
It comes from the gospel.
从福音被传开来的。
It is from the gospel being preached.
从这个福音被活出来产生的。
It comes from the gospel being lived out.
愿我们弟兄姐妹一起来追求。
May we pursue this together.
从读圣经里面来看到我们可以真的在主耶稣里面充满喜乐。
To see from our reading of the word how we can be joyful in Christ.
我们再一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
326首。
326.